Spring Lake Park is owned by the City of Macomb. It paid the Park District the past 15 years to manage it. The city this year decided to see if the work could be done for less money. The end result? Changes are in store for Spring Lake Park and for its longtime caretaker. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Ecker reports.
There's a lot to do at the park, such as camping, boating and biking, hunting, fishing and hiking.
It's just wonderful, you know, just being out in God's creation.
Stan Abbott is the site superintendent.
We've had people call. In fact, I have a call on my answering machine from a lady from Texas that just raving about the place.
Friday, 11:05 a.m.
Hi, this message is for Stan. My name is Liz. I live in Victoria, Texas, and I wanted you to know we had the most fantastic time at Spring Lake Park.
Abbott says it's a lot of work to maintain that level of care. There's acre after acre of mowing. Some of the terrain is steep and hilly. Bathrooms must be cleaned daily, and there's other upkeep, too. Abbott says he, another full-timer, and a part-time employee are busy all the time.
It's pretty much a 7-day-a-week operation because during the week we maintain the grounds and on the weekends we maintain the campers.
Beginning next month, those responsibilities will fall to Ryan Hansen. His newly created firm, Spring Lake Management, signed a 3-year contract with the city. Hansen says he can do the work for $80,000 per year. The Park District says when it took over management, it agreed to do so on a break-even basis. It says that can now cost anywhere from $75,000 per year to $115,000. The only other private bid was for twice Hansen's asking price. Hansen was Macomb's first ward alderman. He served until just 3 days before submitting the winning bid.
This is the lowest bid I could put in to do the best job out there. You know, just as honestly as I can, this is just what I feel is in the best interest of the city. And so, yeah, I resigned from the council just to, you know, to put in a proposal. Anybody else that wanted to put in the proposal was privy to the same knowledge.
Hansen plans to manage the park with himself, a full-time caretaker, and a part-time worker. Hansen grew up on a farm. He says that taught him how to scrimp and get by. And Hansen says he does not expect to get rich managing the park.
This is more of a labor of love for me than a profit maker.
But Hansen adds Spring Lake Park could bring in more money if it was promoted more aggressively. So he's setting up a website, Facebook page, and Twitter account. He also promises to bring in interns. They would get experience in programming and marketing. Hansen considers Spring Lake Park a rough gem that needs some polishing. He's already started renovations to the caretaker's house, and he says the park needs other physical improvements too, though he does not blame the park district.
The city handed this off to them to maintain, and then we kind of forgot about it. And I'm guilty of it too, you know, in my 5.5 years on the council. I really didn't pay much attention to Spring Lake. So, yes, things have kind of gone downhill, but it was our property, and we should have been putting money into it. It would be an unfair expectation for the Park District to be putting dollars after dollars into all the little things that need to be improved, you know, or fixed up.
Do you feel you would have the city's ear or so if something, say, like the electrical system needs to be upgraded, that would actually get done?
I think I do have a several years in City Hall that would listen to me, and the electrical system does need to be upgraded.
The Park District says it did spend its own money on Spring Lake and says the park is much better than it was 15 years ago. Among other things, it put in handicap-accessible fishing platforms, picnic tables, and trees, all on its own dime. Hansen proposes a multi-year capital improvement plan. He projects materials will cost nearly $18,000 in the first year and $38,000 in year two. Hansen expects the city to cover the cost of materials while he's responsible for the cost of labor. On a bright but cold autumn morning, Stan Abbott drives a riding mower over the grounds, perhaps for one of his last times. The Park District has no other position for Abbott, so come January 1st, he'll be out of a job.
Well, I and my crew get a severance pay, and that's pretty much it. See you later.
Abbott maintains hope something else will turn up.
It's kind of a day-by-day thing where your emotions go up and down, and you get mad one day, and you know sometimes you deal with it the next day, and it's not so bad. But it's a tough situation after putting your life's blood in here and working for the public for the last 15 years.
Abbott never managed a park before he came to Spring Lake. He says he learned a lot. Hansen has never managed a park either. He says he's ready for the challenge, and his on-the-job education begins in just a few weeks. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.